We're going on a trip of our very own. It is an absolute delight to welcome to the studio members of the band Us today. They are Kristen Agee, Jeff Malott, and Mr. Joel Griggs, and all together they are Us today. That's Us, comma, today. You can search that up all across the internet. And they are fresh from their All Tiny Desk Concerts Considered performance on NPR. We'll talk more about that, but please help us welcome musically from Cincinnati, Ohio, it's Us today. That is us today, live on Excursions. That's if you see it written out, it is us and then a comma and then a space and then today. If you see it online, it's all letters, us, commatoday.com. So delighted you guys could come play with us today. We'll welcome Kristen A.G., who I've known through Marjorie Lee and the Lovers, and I didn't realize your secret life as Batwoman in Us Today.
Secret life. My alter ego.
I'm so glad to see you again. I don't know what's making that big hum, but I wonder if it's... I'm going to just take the vibe down just super quick while we're talking there. Nope, that's not it. So we'll try the... That's the Moog right there. Do it for the time being. First of all, thanks for being here. You guys are playing at the trolley stop tonight. I don't know if you guys have ever been there.
No, yeah, this is our first time at Trolley Stop.
It is a super, super...
Cool place.
It's like the oldest running tavern in Dayton, Ohio. So just right before Halloween, I think the ghosts will be there with you in spirit. So I was wrongly saying that you guys just did a Tiny Desk concert on NPR, but actually you guys were on All Things Considered.
Right. We want to do a Tiny Desk. We would love to.
So we're going to put that into the universe.
We're just going to put this out on NPR. We would love to do a Tiny Desk concert.
Listen.
But have not yet. Haven't done that yet.
Think about, guitar player, Joel Griggs, was saying that you've been an NPR listener all your life. So when this opportunity came around, I guess it was kind of shocking. How does All Things Considered call us today? How does that call?
Oh, that's a long story.
Is it?
It's a really long story.
Yeah.
It's like one thing led to the next, and finally that was... what ended up happening. But it all started with we played a festival in Birmingham, Alabama called Secret Stages. And at that festival was Jim Fusilli, who writes for the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
He saw our performance and he wrote about the festival in the Wall Street Journal and he highlighted us. And then when we released this new album, kind of contacted him and let him know that we were putting out a new album. And he said, okay, I'm going to get you on NPR this time.
Oh.
And he did that whole piece for the NPR, gave us a nice review, and it was pretty incredible.
Wonderful shot in the arm. Yeah. So so I was asking about your last name. Is it Aji or A.G.? And it's Kristen A.G. And I need to know, Jeff, is it Mellott?
You said it right.
Mellott.
We got it right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Joel Griggs, mm-hmm. I can get. Now, here's one, your brand-new record just out in June. Is it Computant or Computant?
I think it's
yes.
whatever you want to say.
It's up to you.
It's
right
whatever
on.
You want to say.
That was the idea.
I like it because one has a sort of debutante feel in the other.
It's how fancy you feel at the time.
Okay. On their new, it's spelled Computant either way. And
yeah.
Their online presence is uscommatoday.com. That's all spelled out. uscommatoday.com. So I think in this next, you're going to play a couple of more for us, but there's going to be some, although you're known perhaps as an instrumental ensemble, there's going to be some spoken word. And it's because of this strange connection. If you just change the comma to an A, you have the nation's leading national newspaper, I suppose, highest circulation, USA Today. And this brings a lot of weird sort of static into your lives, particularly your email.
We had never heard of the periodical. Coincidentally.
No, but as soon as we started playing out live, people would be like, you know, we can't find you on Google. We just keep getting USA Today. And it's been a problem, honestly, since we started the band. But we like the name. We don't want to change it.
Oh, I love the name. No, I really do. But what's funny is that even something weird in my brain, interpretationally, even when I first saw it, somehow USA Today also came in, even knowing fully that it was Us Today. So it's really interesting, weird thing that you guys have tapped into.
We didn't mean to do that.
No.
That was not intentional.
But it can't hurt, really. Except the email. Tell me the kind of stuff that you get, and we're going to actually hear a little bit of it in the spoken word portions. It has to be bizarre.
Yeah, so we get a lot of their messages or their spam or spam that's, I think, anything that has to do with U.S., We get sent these weird messages from people all over the world in other languages, in very broken English. asking us to send them money, asking us to
join the Illuminati.
Oh, that's the big one.
Join
the Illuminati. We get that one just about every day.
Well, you should totally do. I mean, yeah, do
I mean,
that.
Yeah,
they've almost got me convinced.
Yeah.
I wrote him a check.
I don't know. I was like, you know what? There probably is some money in Nigeria for me. I should probably check that out.
Look up that prince. But
it's just a daily task for us now on our email and on our Facebook page to go in and just, like, delete the spam because we get so much of it. And actually, the one thing that constantly happens to our page is somebody will start liking our posts, and in the span of like 30 seconds, they will have gone back in our history and liked about 100 of our posts, and then commented on each one of them a spam message. So we have to go through each one and delete, delete and block that person. And that, honestly, a couple times a week at least, we have to do that.
Do you get the feeling it's a bot, or it's just someone that's written an algorithm that they've found
sometimes you? Sometimes it's a bot. Sometimes it's a human.
We've had people write us critiques of our take on, like, an article that they had written, and we're like, we don't actually have words. We just play notes.
Yeah. Why aren't you publishing this? Why aren't you telling people this is what's happening
in the
world?
And then we've had to,
I'm like, thanks for listening.
Come to our show. Please come to our show this Friday.
Yeah. Check out our new song.
We're in studio with us today to truly find them online at all the spigots. I'm sure everything from Instagram to Twitter to Facebook. It's all spelled out. Us.today.com. That's USCOMMATODAY.com. Us.today. And you can find them, or you can find them on stage tonight at the Trolley Stop, the oldest operating tavern in this beautiful gem city. And they're going to be beautifully haunting the stage. I'm just delighted to have you all here again. It's Joel Griggs on guitar, Jeff Malotz on drums, and Kristen Agee playing the vibes and then some. I was telling you before we went on that we had Zap here, a sort of funk royalty from Dayton, Ohio, and they're playing the Schuster tonight. And they were here with it's called a talk box, which is, not to put you on the spot and make you explain the history of electronic instrumentation, but what is the difference? Because what you sometimes have used is a vocoder.
Right. So a talk box is where the signal from your instrument gets sent through a tube. The sound gets put into your mouth. You put the tube in your mouth, and then you shape the sound with your mouth.
Okay.
And that's not what I did. So on this album, I'm reading some of those spam messages, and I used a vocoder. So that's basically I'm singing into a microphone that puts digital effects on your voice and makes you sound like a robot.
Right on.
I don't have to put anything in my mouth. I think the talk box thing is a little unsanitary.
Well, it's unsanitary, unless you're just a solo type of person.
I mean, it sounds like really
Peter
cool.
Frampton.
Yeah, Peter Frampton made it pretty cool.
We're in studio with Us Today. I would love it if you guys would play a couple more for Us Today. And and again, they're on stage tonight at the Trolley Stop. Find them at all online spigots by spelling it all out. USCOMMA Today. That's Us, comma, Today, all spelled .com. We're just absolutely delighted to have them in studio. They are just real quick. Now I've put you on the spot because you walked away from the mirror. Is there anyone else on the bill tonight?
Yeah, there's a local band called Forge.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
We haven't played with them before, but I'm excited to hear their stuff tonight.
You were going to forge bonds this evening?
Exactly.
With Forge.
You beat me to it.
Wonderful. It's Us Today, live on Excursions on your local public radio station, 91.3.
Thank you.
Nice. What's that one called?
That last song is called Gravity Always Wins, and it's actually off of our previously released album a couple of years ago. The album's called Ten Enemies.
All spelled together. Oh.
Ten Enemies, all together.
Ten Enemies.
We like putting words together.
I like the way you do it. We're in studio with Us Today. They are playing live for Us Today on Excursions on your local public radio station. They're playing for a small, gentle fee tonight at the trolley stop. The band Forge will be opening the show. Do you guys know off the top of your head, Kristen, what time you guys get underway?
9:30.
Yeah, I believe we're playing first at 9:30.
Oh, right on. 9:30. Be there, be square.
Yeah.
Congratulations on all your great success and much more to you. And all together, all of us here listening in the Miami Valley, we've got to thank Tiny Desk Concert for Us Today.
Send it out there. Send it out there.
Bob Boylan, just email him every day relentlessly. I'm sure it'll happen.
I love that I was saying Tiny Desk Concert, but I think from now on you should refer to it as that you were on the All Tiny Desk Concerts Considered, just to further forge those two together. Kristen, Joel, and the great Jeff, thank you so much for playing with us today, and I will look forward to your show tonight.
Thank you so much for having us, Nikki.
Yeah, thank you.
You betcha. This is 91.3 WYSO, Yellow's.